So go to my website and download this before they delete it, because I'm going to tell you that this is going to, if you've never heard this before, this might upset you. It might destroy your whole worldview. But remember, God is on the throne. Look, and it's been going on for a long time. In Rome, they had the plays or the acts. They would all get out there and they would do a play, you know, before the radio and the TV and all that stuff. They would have the echo. They would have the stadiums set up to where the sound would go out, project out, right? And so Rome is a great actor. The Roman leaders, actors, they're all actors. Look, there's a lot of gatekeepers. Look, Warren Buffett is to buffet you. Bill Gates is a gatekeeper. Rockefellers fail the rock. What was that other guy's name? Rothschild is child of wrath. Roth means wrath. Rothschild's child of wrath. These are all agents of the devil to fail the rock. The Rockefeller, his whole goal is to fail Jesus. And the word fail, like if you fell a tree, it means to cut it down. They're trying to cut down Jesus. It's all a show. I'm all of it. All the economic stuff, the recession, the inflation, the COVID, the price of gas, the price of food going up, all the news, all the media, the cognitive dissonance during the Fauci, and the word Fauci goes back to fake, Dr. Fake. They're all game players. They're all actors. The Hollywood actors ain't got nothing compared to the government and political and media actors. The red versus blue is happening all the time. I don't care who it is. If they rise up in the system, they are an actor. I don't care if it's Joe Rogan. I don't care if it's Alex Jones. I don't care if it's Yee. They're all actors. And so they want you fighting and siding, and they want you to follow this. See, they're going to give you something to chase. A rabbit hole. They want you to chase something. They don't care what it is. They don't care if you chase the New World Order is already here. It's been here. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that the New World Order is the red versus blue. It's all an act. It's all a show. They don't care if somebody comes up and says, hey, we're going to destroy the New World Order. They want that because they're all paid actors. They want you chasing a rabbit hole. As long as it's not Jesus, as long as it's not giving out the gospel, giving out the good news, that's what they want. They want you chasing, fighting on Twitter. They want you fighting with somebody. They want you in some kind of turmoil. That's what they want. That's what the devil wants. The lawyers, like when people go for a divorce, let's say two people go for a divorce and they have two different lawyers, right, fighting. Well, behind in court, the two lawyers are fighting. But guess what happens when they're in the elevator? They say, well, where are you going to eat for lunch? I'm going over here. All right, I'll meet you over there. They're friends. They're making money off both parties. It's a distraction, people. All of it. Even the nation states. China, Russia, USA, they're all working together. They're all part of it's all a big show. When one of them goes crazy and starts to encroach upon the other one, then there's a war. Why do they just take war as not a big deal? I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats or whatever. They don't really care if there's a war. Because that's human sacrifice. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? The devil wants human sacrifice. If you rise up in the system, you've sold your soul to the devil at some level, and you might get saved. You might really get saved, but you can't escape it. And if you try to escape it, you've already joined up with that secret society. They're going to make your life. But see, no matter what it is, somebody takes somebody out physically, or takes a lawsuit out on them or whatever. It's all a show, I'm telling you. It's a show. The Ringling Brothers Show. It's a Barnum Bailey Ringling Brothers circus. Around and around we go. They need workers. They need workers. They need worker bees. They need people producing. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? They're trying to bankrupt you, drive you crazy, give you cognitive dissonance. Why do you think that during the pandemic that they were saying contradictory stuff? Because that's MK Ultra mind control. They're doing MK Ultra mind control on a mass scale. It's no longer in your home from a narcissist. It's no longer on their job. It's all, the whole world's being MK Ultra'd. It's not just one nation. They're doing it everywhere. And they got you worried about food. You don't even need to eat every day. Seriously. Your health, you live longer if you don't eat. You fast every other day. But even if you just eat every day, cut back sugar, eat some liver pudding, some eggs, some fish, fish oil, cod liver oil. You can go to CVS right now and get some cod liver oil. It's going to give you all your vitamin A and some vitamin D that you need, just a teaspoon. It's crazy. They're lying. The medical system's lies. It's all lies. I'm sitting here. I've got something going on where there's like cameras and there's a police over here on the main street. See what that is. They've got to put it on the news. It's got to be on the TV. They want you to fight. They want you to fight against each other. They want you to stress. That's what the whole system is, to stress you out. When God has given you everything you need, He supplied everything you need. Why is there scarcity? There's not. It's all lies. Why does the stock market go up and down? There's some bad news, so they put out a hit piece on a company, give them bad news, and the stock price goes down, and people get rich because the price went down, because they've shorted the stock. It's all a game, I promise you. Their names reveal what they are. Bill Gates is a gatekeeper. Warren Buffett, the word Buffett is to buffet you. Rockefeller's fell of rock. Rothschild's child of wrath. And you could just go on and on and on. They have to tell you what they are. Look, they picked these names. These are not their real names. They picked these names as their act in society. So just like the Hollywood stars, they would change their name, right? These people have changed their names. For real. And if they didn't, then God already knew the script, knew their heart, and they were named. Their hearts, they rose up under God. They're playing out their script. It's like Wile E. Coyote, Roadrunner. It's a game. It's a repeat. There's nothing new. And if you get upset about, yeah, the Pharaoh's trying to make you a slave. Yeah, we know it's trying to take away your rights and your freedoms. something happened down on one of these streets over here, and the news people are out recording it. It's a show. Yes, we have to eat. Yes, we have to work. Yes, we have to pay the bills. Yes, we have to function. But think about what they've done to us. They printed all that money. They could have paid everybody's house payment. I mean, paid their house off, you know. Instead of printing the money, they say, let's just have a year of jubilee and everybody's debt free. But they're not going to do that because they don't want you to be free. They're not going to give you a year of jubilee because if they did, then they wouldn't have any slaves because we've learned the game. We've learned the game. Anybody who rises up. See, they want you to know about shadow banning. They want you to be mad. They want you to know about censorship. You're being censored anyway. Because if you tell the truth, they'll laugh at you, mock you, and make fun of you, and call you crazy, and make up stuff, and deep fakes, and everything else. Seriously. If somebody out there has the truth, they're gonna turn you into an evil person. Because they don't want people waking up. It is the Matrix and the media. I mean, think about before YouTube and all that stuff. What did they do? They used radio and they used newspapers. It's the same now. They're just bombarding you with some insanity.